think in the last couple of games, you've probably been crying out for a bit of a leader in Jay's absence. To have Darren Prattley come back like that and lead the side like he did was just such masterstroke in timing.
Yeah, well, you know, Daz has had a good week training. We didn't really decide till Thursday, but I had a chat with him. We had a practice game on the pitch Thursday, and he played really well. And I had a chat with him, and you know, on Monday night he was set to play in the under-23s, and we said, well, it's the time of the season, Daz, where let's get you fit in the first team because you're a good enough player to do that. And you know, we said we'd go 60, but I shouted on to him, and he felt in good shape because he's a great athlete, and we stretched him a little bit longer. But you know, we had two good subs to come on to replace him.
Philip Moraes today, I mean, what an inspired match he's had. He set up three goals. Every time he puts a cross in, it looked a threat as though it could go in the net. He's had a great game today.
Yeah, and he was up against a good player in Amari Bello. You know, he's for me one of the best wing backs in this division. So they play three at the back, but Phil had him on toast today, didn't he? He really did. And every time he got in that final third, you just felt Phil was going to produce something, and his set play delivery was excellent, but his delivery in open play was very, very good.
Just thinking what it could have been as well, the amount of goals that I think David Weiss said two disallowed, he could have had a hat-trick today, and just the overall performance should really get the promotion push back on track at the top end of the table.
It's game on, isn't it? It's, you know, we knew today coming here that, you know, these were above us and that they won, that gap would increase, obviously. It wouldn't have been over, but you know, it's game on, and you know, we needed a boost today, you know, to get us going again. And I felt last week we improved against Wimbledon from the Bristol Rovers game. Like, kind of, we're searching for that way of playing again. We've had to change the system through injuries, but gradually we're getting better, and we've got to improve again on Tuesday night.
Results have gone your way as well. Scunthorpe have been beaten at Gillingham with three penalties, I'm led to believe. So it's certainly gone your way this Saturday.
Yeah, well, obviously, I went to see Gillingham the other week. You know, they're a good side. They've got some dangerous players, and like any game, you've got to be really up for the game. Simple as that. Sometimes, you know, we spend ages watching the game back of teams we're playing, and quite often it's just the motivation of one team. And you know, our motivation today was different class to go and win that game. You know, we said to the lads that it's a 12 game season, starts today, and we've started it well.
Bill, how easy was that to keep everything under wraps, all the details of Darren Prattley playing and Jim Carrigan getting a bit cloak and dagger, but it certainly did pay off?
Yeah, I mean, with Darren, it was literally, like I just said, we didn't decide till late Thursday, and then I spoke to him again Friday morning. But I just felt the lads needed a lift of that, you know, Darren's character out on the pitch. And, you know, we said to him, feel your way into the game. But it's hard to say that, Daz, because he's got so much energy. But, you know, it's a credit to how hard he's worked in his rehab. And, you know, Matt Barris and his team and Nick Allenby have got to take a hell of a lot of credit, you know, in terms of the work they've done with Darren to get him without playing an under-23 game in that physical shape he was today.
I mean, Josh Feller, a lot of stuff written about him earlier in the week, yeah. But again, commanding performance out there, didn't leave anything out there. I know you hooked him at the end, so he did pick up a silly yellow, but, you know.
Well, you know, Mark.
He answered the critics, yeah, didn't he, if there's anybody there.
Yeah, no, that's right. Listen, the young lads, and, you know, occasionally make mistakes, but like I said in the week, you know, you can't fault Josh for his determination and for the team throughout the season so far. Coming into the game, obviously we're playing Darren, which is obviously a risk, and the two lads on nine bookings, and today was a cut off point. You know, it was one of those days where, you know, a lot could have gone wrong, but today a lot has gone right for us. And you know, we haven't even mentioned Lafondre yet.
Oh, absolutely. I was just about to mention Lafondre, funnily enough. First one, I'm not having that he meant it, but the second one, that is absolute predatory stuff in the penalty area, isn't it?
Well, that's a great cross, but the movement in the box, that's what he's all about. You know, we felt with Alfie that last week he got stronger as the game went on and was probably his best all-round game. And I said to him this week that, you know, he's looked sharper in training. And really what you've seen with Alfie is kind of, you know, what you'd expect. You'd really love to him come in and gone bang, goal straight away. But he's a player who hasn't played a lot. And then he had quick succession of games. So now he's had the week's training and this game. I think everybody saw, you know, his real quality. But his movement was outstanding today.